Hello, all. I am your host, Darius Alston.
Hello, hello. And I am your co-host, his lovely wife, Miss Joanne Alston.
And welcome back to another episode of Couples Chat. We are in part three of the Couples Chat Conflict series. Yes. So in part two, just to, you know, give you guys a preview or review of what we already covered. Part two, we talked about the SPIRIT acronym. Hopefully you all remember that.
It was only last week, so.
Right.
If you don't, you might want to go to the doctor because the short-term memory is fucked.
So this time we're going to, we've come up with another acronym, and it's THINK.
Yes, and please forgive us for the acronyms, but we have learned that it's easier to use these.
For sure.
So that you can remember the proper steps to take. And it's just things we come up with that work for us. So, yeah, like everything we say, take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
But so it's easier to remember. We're thinking about THINK.
Right. So a lot of people, so we all understand that we understand the term THINK before we speak, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, in our marriage, we take that literally. So we developed a whole acronym while we was going through marriage counseling to address that. And we're going to go through that with you all, with each letter, what does that mean?
Okay.
So we're going to start with T, because that's
the
first.
Well, before we start with the T, I want people to understand what the difference between THINK and SPIRIT are.
Okay.
And how to appropriately use them.
Okay.
Because SPIRIT, with which we went over last week, that is going to be the tools of how to work through these steps.
Okay.
So these are the, THINK are the, I mean, I'm sorry. SPIRIT are the steps you need to take while you're working through your conflict.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about THINK, this is how to maneuver and work through those steps.
Mm-hmm.
So the SPIRIT is the what. The SPIRIT
right.
is the what you need to do when conflict arises to see yourself
okay.
through to the end. And the THINK is the how you need to address the what's.
Okay.
So you have to use them in tandemly. So you're using them together.
Intangibly.
And we have.
Intangibly.
Intangible is things
or
you can't touch.
Entertainment.
And tandem is in to do too.
Oh, you told me something.
Thank you. So when you're thinking about THINK, this is how you're going to go about the steps of the SPIRIT.
Right. Okay.
Because
so this is the before.
This is the during.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you're going to get to this point before you even get to that SPIRIT
No,
acronym.
Not before. It's the during. When you're addressing the steps, this is how you address the steps. The steps are the what. The SPIRIT is the what.
The THINK is the how.
The THINK is the how. So when you're maneuvering through the steps of the SPIRIT to get out of that conflict, you have to always be thinking about what you're saying, thinking about what you're doing, thinking about how this is going to impact you and your partner.
Well, I say this before because, of course, you're trying to think about what you're going to say before you say it. I think that's where I'm coming
oh,
from.
Okay.
So, like,
yes.
you're in the process of,
that,
like,
yes.
before you address your partner,
yes.
you're actively thinking about
what you're going to say.
Right. So,
okay.
I don't mean to confuse y'all.
Then that I agree.
So, with this THINK acronym, the T stands for, is it thoughtful?
Is what you're about to say thoughtful? That just means, did you think about it?
Right.
Did
exactly.
you use the THINK acronym? If you have not used the THINK acronym, don't say it.
And what that means is, like, before you go and address your partner, like, think about, first of all, think about how you're feeling in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because that also takes into account how you're going to say things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say, okay, I'm going to address my partner about this. One, address how you are feeling. In this moment, before I go speak to my partner, what am I feeling like? Am I angry? Am I in the space to even have this conversation? Because if you're not in the space, then you need to take a step back and be like,
right.
okay, we need to just address this another day.
And I think the THINK is just to remind you to take this step. The T is just to remind you to initiate this process. If you said something and you did not initiate this process, it's because you skipped the first step and you did not think about what you said. Think about what you're saying. Because oftentimes when you don't, you say things that either one, you don't mean. Two, they come across the wrong way.
Yeah.
Three, that have a more harmful impact than you were initially expecting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you just talk, it's a lot out of emotion, out of a trauma response, out of a protective response, because you have not thought about it. So
right.
the T is just to remember to start this process.
Yeah.
Start to think.
Yeah.
Is it thoughtful? Did you think about it?
Yeah. And not saying like, is it, like you said, it's not saying as a thought was like, let me see if I can just put this into a way for them to understand. No, my friend.
Did you do this process?
Exactly. Step back. So it's pretty much kind of like a reflection piece. And you're understanding how you're feeling in the moment. Are you in a clear head space to even address your partner in the moment? The H, is it helpful?
Is it helpful? Is what you said going to help get through this conflict? Is it going to aid in the resolution? Is it going to aid in you painting the picture of your circumstance? Is it going to aid in you interpreting the picture of your partner? Is it helpful? How is what you're about to say going to help you get from conflict to resolution? Right. If it's not helpful, it doesn't need to be said.
Because it's easy to come to your partner with the problem, but it's harder to come with to your partner with the problem and the solution. And you can't just rely on your partner for the solution because you have come up with the problem. You also have to aid in the process of coming up with the solution.
And I think this goes into things where people say stuff that is helpful. So for example, I told you so. That is a perfect phrase that is not helpful. Mm-hmm. You should not be saying that because how is that aiding you getting from conflict to solution?
Right. And then at the end of the day, clearly your partner is already aware of that. So it's no need to rub their face in the mud. They clearly can see the mud from, they remember, they like, damn, you know, my partner did say that. Maybe I should be aware. It's not helping if you say, see, I told you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. Well, duh, motherfucker, you told me. Mm-hmm. Don't make me already feel shitty.
Right. If what you're saying is not helpful, then don't say it. So really analyze what you're about to say and how it's helpful to the cause. If it is not helpful, if it's something you're saying just to get it off your chest or try to be petty or out of spite, don't say it. Because those type of phrases are not helpful. Yeah. No matter the tone behind it, no matter how you deliver it, it's just not helpful. Like if what you're about to say is not going to help you, don't, because all it can then do is hinder you. If it's not helpful, it's a hindrance.
Right. And that kind of plays into that tit for tat. Don't just be like, oh, I'm going to come up with this because I remember last week you said this. No, like literally sit back and analyze, like, is this going to help our relationship or what can I do to bring this conflict to my partner but also provide a helpful solution to the issue? Don't just be like, all right, I got a problem with this. Okay.
Right.
So what can we say that can be
helpful?
Exactly.
Okay.
The I, is it inspirational or inspiring? How can I inspire the situation or your partner? And I think what this is, it kind of go hand in hand with, is it helpful? Because I'm not going to say like, oh, with this conflict, we're going to be inspired to do this. I think where this is coming from me is just like, how can I inspire us to be better? Or how can I inspire us to make the situation better? So I think the helpful and the inspiration piece go hand in hand.
Same. And for me, it's like, how can I be positively helpful? You can say things that can help the situation but that are negative, because you can call your partner out on what they're doing, which is helpful because they can recognize what they did, so that could be helpful. But in calling them out, if it's not positive, then it can take a negative spiral. So for me, that's saying, okay, is this helpful? But is it positively helpful? And even if you have something to say that isn't positive, then you have to think about, how can I say it in a way that's going to be received in a positive manner?
Yes, yes. And I love that you said that, because a lot of times I think a lot of people wait until things, you know, get boggled up, and then they say things, and then that's where it comes out as, you know, in the negative tone or in a talking down situation. I think when you have to assess, like, is it big enough to create this space where we have to have a discussion about it? And then if that's the case, okay, you need to say it in, like, immediately, because the longer you wait, the more the resentment and the more the anger and the more of the, you're going to get into your mind, you're going to start thinking about you and your selfish way and the selfishness, and you're going to present to your partner in a way that's not helpful or inspiring at all, or inspiring at all.
And that, just to add to that tiny piece, the truth doesn't have to be harmful. The truth doesn't have to hurt.
Yes.
So how can you say your piece that is very much helpful, but in an inspiring, that's the I, in an inspiring, positive way? Because you have to inspire yourself and your partner to want to work through the conflict. If you both aren't inspired and in a place where you want to work through this conflict together, it's going to stall and slow the process. Mm-hmm. You both have to want to get out of it. And mm-hmm. that's where the inspiration comes from. Mm-hmm. So normally if someone's inspired to do something, they have a drive to get it done. Mm-hmm. They have like a mindset behind it. Like, this is what I want. This right. is the end goal that we're working on together.
Right.
So that is the inspiration and the inspiring piece. So just say what's helpful. But you can say it positively. You can right. say it in a way that's going to inspire you both. The pain, the truth does not have to be painful.
Exactly.
The truth does not have to hurt.
Exactly. My favorite one is the end. Is it necessary?
Mm.
And I say this is my favorite piece because in conflict, at least for me, it's like it's always easy to say unnecessary shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean by unnecessary things, by saying things that hurt the person or adding on things that's not even the topic of the discussion.
You're right, talking about shit.
3-4 weeks ago that you
last
had an issue
week,
with
right.
that you never even really presented your partner with. So, like,
right.
is it necessary in the moment? Like, is it necessary in the moment? Is it necessary for me to bring...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Is it necessary for me to bring up what happened 2 weeks ago because you ain't washed the kids up when I expected? You know what I'm saying? Like, be present in the moment and be present with the topic.
Right. Only address what is... about the conflict, what is going to help the conflict. If it's not necessary, don't say it. And I think this one's hard to navigate because a lot of people can explain out why something is necessary. If you can't tie it directly to the conflict or the resolution, and it is helpful and it is inspiring,
and thoughtful.
9 times out of 10 it's not necessary.
Right.
So don't say it. You get caught up, and then things, this is where I see in arguments that we've had, where shit takes a left turn.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said something that was
unnecessary.
And now since we said something that was unnecessary, now we're addressing something that's not even an original problem.
Exactly.
Because we're like, now I'm addressing what the fuck you just said, when it wasn't even necessary.
Exactly.
Like, you didn't need to say that. So to keep your progression on course, to keep continuing to work towards the resolution, don't say unnecessary shit. Because all it's going to do is take you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 steps back.
Right. And then now you're dealing with the issue that's swept under the rug because what happens is you're talking about something that is not even relevant to the topic or to the discussion that has been brought at hand. And now you're both upset, so you stop talking about it. And then you're going to go end up going back to the fucking situation that you was trying to bring up a week and a half ago.
We've been there. We've been to the point where we're in the middle of discussions, arguments, resolutions, whatever. And I'm like, what the hell was the original point?
Exactly.
Because we've gone off topic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone off course so many times.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
I'm like, what are we truly trying to discuss?
And that is because, one, you're not speaking to what's necessarily have to be said or being said in that moment, and you're trying to hurt your partner at the
right.
end of the day.
Right. Speaking of hurting your partner, what is the last letter?
Is it kind?
Is it kind? Did you sprinkle that little extra bit of sugar? And everything nice. Let's remove the buttercup. What if we put the sugar in everything nice? Did you say it in a way that's going to be received? And a lot of people may think this is sugarcoating,
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I mean, sweeping things under the rug, or like walking on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, when you really want someone to receive what you're saying, you cannot come at them left field.
Right.
You cannot come at them on 100. You
right.
cannot come, because all that's going to do is make them defensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be hearing what you're saying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be open and receptive to mm-hmm. anything that you're saying
mm-hmm.
if you are not coming to them kind.
Exactly.
And if you cannot think about what you're about to say, it's probably a good time not to even address the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot think about how you're going to walk through the steps of spirit,
right,
it's not a good time to address it and to go through this. So if every piece of that spirit acronym, as you're walking through, as you're stopping, as you're painting that picture, as you're interpreting, like all of those things, if you cannot think about everything you're saying in the process, it's not a good time. And people should understand too that there's a time and a place for everything.
For everything, exactly.
So although it's not the time right now, it's not the
mm-hmm.
time today, that doesn't mean that the time will not come.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have to just step away from it and really stop until you reach that place where you can do this. But
right.
overall, all this to say, is what you're saying kind? Because at the end of the day, you should be with somebody that you love.
Right.
And if you truly love somebody, you don't want to hurt them.
Right,
if you truly
for sure.
love somebody, you want them to hear what you're saying so that you can make it better.
Yeah.
You have to be kind. Because you want them to be kind to you.
But see, I'm going to be totally honest too. It's like, you know, yes, we are human beings. And yes, you know, you want to be kind to the person that we love. But we also have that petty side of us that want to maliciously hurt the person that we love, or, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that, well, yes, it is intentional, because you say your things out of emotional. And it's like, you know, when you're in that emotional state, you're not clearly thinking. You're just like, okay, well, you hurt me. I want to hurt you too.
And that is not a space where you need to be working through your conflict. Exactly.
And then that's where it comes, goes back to spirit, because you need to stop it.
You need to stop whatever you're doing.
Exactly. See how this all ties into together, guys?
Yes. It's a lot to think about, but when you put it all together and work it appropriately, it works.
Exactly. Like,
be kind. Be kind to one another, because the more love, the more kindness you put out there, the more that you will be received. I think there's another saying, you get more flies with honey than vinegar. Be kind to your partner.
And that's the thing too, is like, what I want people to understand is that in being kind and walking on eggshells are two different things.
Yes.
Walking on eggshells means that you're tiptoeing around the situation because you feel like you can't address the situation because of how your partner is going to react.
Yes.
Versus being kind is like, okay, let me take a step back, regulate my emotions, because you can't regulate the other person's emotions, but always regulate how you're going to deliver that. And if you deliver that in a kind way, in a thoughtful way, in a helpful way, in an inspiring way, and necessarily speaking, your partner is going to, they have no choice but to receive that in a kind or in a receptive manner. Mm-hmm. So what you give is what you're going to receive. In a sense.
And you also have to have the awareness that you may be in a place to work through the conflict, but your partner may not. If you're going through these steps and you're giving things out kindly that are necessary, that are inspiring, and somehow it's just going over your partner's head, they're not hearing it, they're still angry, they're still in this place of resentment or this place of protection, then you have to also know, like, okay, this still is not the time. Because the time has to be right for you both. If the time is right for one and not for the other, then the time is not right.
Very well said.
The time has to be right for both. It's kind of like there's no losers in the relationship. Like, if one won, one lost, you both lost. Yeah. If one lost, one lost, you both lost. You both have to win together. The time has to be right together. I mean, it's just knowing your partner and knowing that when they said something, their reaction, you're not ready for this right now.
And the other partner has to be receptive of that, because there are many times where Joanne has, I must call it, checked me. She has definitely checked the situation where it's like, you know, she'll bring a situation to me, and the way even before I respond, she can be like, I could tell that you're not in a predicament to receive this. And
that low-key be pissing you off.
And it pissed me off because she right. You know what I'm saying? Like, who want to be read right? But at the same time, I have to have that emotional regulation and emotional maturity to be like, you're absolutely right. Let me check myself. Come back even at a later date or tomorrow. And then Joanne would be like, okay, babe, look, can we talk about what I addressed earlier? But at the same time, it's on the person that's receiving that to be emotionally mature enough to be like, you're right, I'm not in a space to receive this right now. So I like that you said that.
And to piggyback off that, it's like, let's set the expectation of how long it takes to resolve a conflict. Because there is no one clear picture. You can't work these steps and your conflict will be resolved in 24 hours.
Exactly.
It may very well take time, because you need the time for you both to be ready, for you both to be in a space, for you both to be able to discuss your true feelings.
Right.
Because if you can't speak your truth, you're not going to get to the root of the conflict, and you're not going to get a real resolution. So there's no one clear time we can say, if you use these steps, if you use these techniques, that it should be done. Because time is relative. It's going to be different to everybody. It can depend on the size of the conflict. It can depend on the emotional attachment to the conflict. It can depend on how long the conflict has been ongoing. Like, you can't expect to just walk through this and then be done.
Yeah.
So I don't want anybody to have that level of expectation. It's just like, just use these tips or techniques or whatever to like move through it together. But there is no clear timing on it.
Now, I'm going to speak for somebody that it took a while to be emotionally mature to receive, because a lot of times I hear or I see where no matter how you present the situation, the receiving partner or the person that's on the other end of the conflict cannot receive it. No matter if you put it in, you know what I'm saying, using this acronym, using spirit, using think, it's like the other person is a receptive to it, even if it's time, no matter what. I must say, as a person that has struggled with that, you have to either seek counseling or you have to sit with yourself to figure out what is going on with you that you can't receive.
Where's the blockage?
Because I'm not going to lie, Darius Damon Austin Jr. has been in a position where Joanne can pretty much paint a motherfucking butterfly on the wall. And she can do everything that, you know what I'm saying, in her power and will to present to me a situation in the best way possible. And I would still find a way to make it seem like it was her issue.
Right. And for that, I specifically know exactly what she's talking about. And he went to counseling. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. The nigga went to counseling. And he came back and told me about, you know, what they talked about that day. And when that motherfucker repeated everything I was fucking saying, I wanted to throw him through a goddamn wall. But I was like, I have been saying this for so long.
It's easy to hear from your partner, but it's very, it's eye-opening. And I'm not going to say it's a difference between
when you somebody, hear from somebody that you that's love, not in it.
Exactly.
When you hear somebody that's not in it, you can't see the forest through the trees. You can't douse the fire from inside of the house. Like, sometimes you really need to hear it from a third party, and that's what makes it click. Yeah. So that's why sometimes you really just need to go to counseling. Like, we've been here and we've both gone to counseling. Yeah. Like, because you got to fix your own individual shit.
Exactly.
But it's like, you got to be open and receptive to it. And if the person is not, and you're going through these steps and you're doing your absolute best, there's a blockade somewhere. And if you can't figure out where that blockade is, then you might truly need to seek help from somebody else.
Exactly. Because you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself.
So let's talk a bit. So we've gone through spirit in the last episode. We've gone through think. Baby, remind everybody what the acronym of think means again.
So the T is a thoughtful. H is a helpful. I is an inspiring or inspirational. N is a necessary. And K is a kind. Think.
So before you say anything, as you're walking through your spirit process, did you think about what you're saying? So since we've gone through all that, I'm sure everyone listening is like, look, we damn near 3 whole episodes in and they ain't told us how they use this not once. So we're going to give you a little sneak peek behind the veil or the curtain of the Austin marriage.
A little bit.
And give you an example of how we use this and how it benefited us and how it worked for us. So I'm going to tell the story because this was something that I had to check because I was initially the cause of the conflict. So that's why I feel like it's best that I tell the story. So let's get into this. Fill your cup. Spark your blood. Fluff your pillow. I'm about to tell my little story. You ready for the tea? You got your cup. You ready for the tea?
It's only a little bit.
Okay, so Darius and I go on very thoughtful dates, especially when it comes to like birthdays or special events.
Those are holidays for us,
This is very much holidays. So for a while, I felt like I was planning these thoughtful date nights and birthdays and all this stuff for Darius, but he wasn't like appreciative of it. Or every time we went out, he had this nasty ass attitude and I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. And it made me upset. And then like a beautiful event that I took days, sometimes a week to plan, turned to fucking shit.
Imagine, she's a bomb ass planner.
Turned to shit. So I'm like, days that I'm expecting, he about to come home and suck my toes. But we come home and we arguing on the car ride. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So the one that stood out to me that really triggered us having to work through our conflict process, because that's when it stood out enough. We had went to a Commanders football game. And at this time, they were probably the Washington Redskins or the Washington football team, whatever the fuck they were, okay, at this point. And we had gotten to the game and Darius was in his pissy ass attitude again. And it was not, I'm just like, I done went out my way to get these tickets. And granted, y'all, we was in like 100 level
it
section.
It was bomb ass.
We were sitting by the family. I mean, we could see the sweat balls.
I actually had a conversation with D'Angelo Hall wife at the time.
See? Close. So I'm sitting here and when we get in, I'm like, why again is he in this pissy ass attitude? Like, I'm tired of this happening. Like, I went above and beyond. I went out of my way to have a time that he enjoyed. And I couldn't really get it. So we tried to put on a brave face and enjoy the rest of the game. But the whole game, the energy was off. We were upset with each other. I was like, what the fuck is happening? So by the time we get in the car, I've had enough. Because I'm like, did you not like the game? Like, did you not enjoy what I put together for you? Because I'm thinking he was just being unappreciative. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't enough. Or maybe that's not what he wanted or he liked. But he loves football and he loves this team. So I'm like, I couldn't be off the mark by too much. So we started talking about it, and as we really stopped, this is the S, when we really stopped being upset at each other, because now again, I'm on the defense, because I'm like, he ungrateful motherfucker, and I don't know exactly what he was doing at the time, but I had to stop my defensive mode, and we really started thinking about it. I had to paint the picture to him, and my picture was that I thought he was ungrateful, I thought he wasn't to you, blah, 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 and then he painted his picture to me, and his picture was like, no, it's none of these things, it's just that I hate being late. And that opened up, that was like the crack of the egg. And then we really had a deep dive. And I'm like, being late, because technically, y'all, we were late to that game, but we were late in a sense that, like, we only missed the first, minute of the game. But, and if anybody watches fucking football, you know how many fucking minutes is in the game. So right. I really wasn't thinking nothing about the lateness. Mm. So I'm like, are you serious? But anybody that knows a man that loves football, they want to be
From kickoff to the final whistle.
But they want to be two rounds in before kickoff. They wanted to have pre-games and been outside for the tailgate before kickoff. So to him, that was kind of late. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm like, oh, we're making great time. We only missed a whole fucking 60 seconds.
Right.
But that had already thrown him off because he has a real issue with being late. So when he continued to take that picture, it was like, I hate being late because. Mm-hmm. And he explained to me, like, because of the situation where he was growing up and, you know, his parents not being able to be punctual, he always missed out on a lot of stuff. It was things out of his control. And I was like, you know what? Light bulb. Because I hate being the last one picked up. Mm-hmm. But that's because, again, for the situation, there have been many days when I'm extracurricular activities, I'm staying somewhere, and I'm the last one that picked up. Yeah. I mean, the last one by like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. The event was over 3 hours ago, and I'm still waiting on my ride.
Exactly. So we both dealing with trauma and shit.
Exactly. So I can immediately feel where you're coming from for that, you know, being tardy or that late. Mm-hmm. But then, as he continued to, you know, paint the picture, and I was interpreting. He was pretty much letting me know he don't care about being late to everything. He only care about being late to shit that's important to him.
Because in my mind, like, if it's an event that Joanne want to do, we gonna be on motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, because Joanne's going to make sure is, you know, right. Joanne's going to make sure she's going, not saying that if it's something that I want to do, she's not going to make sure that we're going to be on time. But I don't think she knew because I have failed to communicate that to her.
And I don't have the same level of awareness because it's not important. So if things are important to him, he want to be on time the same way if things are important to me. And I get why he was getting upset because this has happened before. If I plan something or I'm doing something, if I know we're going to be there or I have like a guesstimate time when we should be there, as long as we're there within a 15-minute window, I'm happy. But that's not the same case. So again, the reason we were late is because it took me more time. Like, he was ready to leave for the game. He was up at the door. He was ready to get out. And I'm still like making sure my eyebrows are good and putting on my lashes. Like, he's like, come on, let's go. So from the beginning.
And I wasn't even trying to rush you because I don't want to put you in that space where, like, now I gotta, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me eat what I gotta eat and then figure that shit out because of the game. I mean,
but that's why I made it worse, because he felt like, I'm gonna just eat it, I'm just gonna take it on the chin.
Exactly.
The whole time, his energy, everything.
Exactly. And you know me. So, the way I could just breathe wrong and shit.
We live in Virginia at the time, so we had to drive all the way in, and it was game day traffic. And
it was a lot. It was a lot.
So, but again, I thought it was fine. We only missed the whole fucking
But I was upset. Because, like you said, like any nigga know. You try and be there to see the players warm up. Mm-hmm. You try and see the player kick that motherfucker off. Mm-hmm. You try and see it to the last motherfucking whistle. Right.
So we walked through all that and pretty much explained. Each of us understood.
Yeah.
He don't like being late to things. I don't like being left. So if I say, pick me up at the train station at 3 o'clock, you need to be there at 3 o'clock.
Or the fuck, I'm there at 2:50.
And if you're not there, you better have shared your location. Right. And I should be able to track your ass so I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But so that, I really understood where he was coming from.
Right.
So then we went through the rest of it and we had to do the resolution. Like, what is the resolve? And it's like, okay, if something's important to you, let me know beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make sure I'm on time. I'm going to start 15 or 30 minutes earlier. You know what I mean? And the resolve for him. Like, we solved the problem we didn't even know we had as far as me not liking to be left.
Exactly.
So the other resolve was also, I'm going to give you the same respect. If I know I need to be somewhere to get you or to do whatever, I'm going to make sure I'm not late.
And that's exactly what's happened. It's like, the things that I deem important is like, all right, Joanne, the event starts this time. I would like for us to be out this time, blah, 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 woo, woo. Same thing with Joanne. All right, honey, I got something planned for us. I like to be ready at this time, blah, 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 woo, woo. It's just all about communication. And I know a lot of people can say, well, Darius, you should have just communicated that ahead of time. But for me, I guess, like, in that moment, I assumed that what was important to me was important for her. And in that moment, I guess the takeaway for me was like, okay, y'all are two different people. Yes. Everything that's important to you is not going to be important to her. And that's okay. I just have to make sure that I communicate that within due time.
I saw it as
you were trying your best to avoid a problem, but in a sense, you caused a problem.
Right. Because that too.
You were trying, like you said, you were just trying to eat it. You were just trying to take it on a chin. Like, I'm not going to say nothing to her. I'm not going to try to rush her. Yeah. If I try to rush her, it's going to piss her off. If I try to do that.
That's,
but
yeah.
in trying to not upset me,
I created a whole other problem.
You just upset yourself.
Exactly.
And then now that you're upset, I became upset. It's like, you just got to speak on it.
Yeah.
Because if you would have said that, I could have gone without lashes and eyebrows. Bitch, who going to see me at a football game?
Yeah. And I mean, another example of that was, our most recent conflict was when it was one morning where I was trying to get ready for work. And, you know, Joanne is trying to get ready for work as well. You know, she getting herself together. And I'm trying to get the kids, cook for me, cook for her, cook for the kids, get everybody together.
So, right. So we have to prepare our own breakfast.
Yeah, so I walk into the bedroom and, you know, I address Joanne. Well, I asked her, but... This is an example of how I didn't use think, because I walked into the bedroom and the way I thought I said it was, Joanne, you know what I'm saying? I can't get the kids ready and I can't cook and I can't clean and I can't cook for me and the kids and I need your help. And then Joanne immediately shut down. And then I had to go back and think, like, damn, Darius, you ain't think at all, motherfucker. Like, you ain't come to her. You didn't even analyze yourself. You ain't provide a helpful solution. It wasn't inspiring. Wasn't necessary. Yes, but it wasn't kind.
Not at all. Because we can see it was already fluffing. And then I was
exactly.
Because I'm like, you came to me and asked me if I needed breakfast. And I said, yes. I thought maybe you would have.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
You didn't say that you were already at your wits end or what have you. So I'm like, right. Oh, I'm fine. I can keep doing that. Right. So he got it all worked out. I don't
exactly.
know how he's doing it, but he going to get both kids.
And then that, exactly.
And I'm just going
to. Right. Because she was in the bathroom, y'all, jamming to that motherfucking Beyonce album, putting her motherfucking makeup on a little bit. And you know what I'm saying? So when I had time to sit down at work and actually think about it, I was like, Darius, you wrong. I'm wrong. And I had to, you know, apologize and get that together when I got home from work and, you know, pull it to the side and was like, hey, I apologize for not necessarily being in an emotional space for doing that. And she understood. And, you know what I'm saying? We kissed, made up, all the things. But that's just a few examples of how we can use think and how we've used think to and spirit
right.
so to resolve some conflicts.
To circle back for that original resolution, that problem, the resolution was, okay, if something is important to you, if something is important to me, make it known, we can
right.
be on time.
Yeah.
We can be late, we could be on time. If we're late to your event, no shade, but we probably really didn't get much to be there. We just showing up out of more support or because we think we're going to come.
Just a little shade.
If we show up and we on time,
we love
that's because it's something primary. We love you. You are the top creme de la creme.
Right.
We want to show faith. We respect the time.
Exactly.
So it's like, now we are aware some events get different energy than others.
Exactly. And it just goes to show you that you have to, one, take a step back and figure out what the fuck you're going through before you say things to your partner and make sure that your partner is in the space to receive the information that you're about to
right.
give.
So, of course, after that, we did the final T, which was be thankful. And that's what we made up when we did all the deals.
The made up is the best part.
I was talking about this now ever since then. If I put together something that is thoughtful, that is a date night, that is a birthday, that
she put
whatever,
that shit on the ground.
We don't have any problems.
Right.
And I don't have to, and I already knew. And then it goes back to, because look, the picture I painted wasn't the case at all, but that's why it was important for me to paint it, because I'm coming to him like, I think you're being this way. He's like, that's not it. That's not it at all. You far left. Like, this is what my true problem is. But as we walked through all of that, we had to make sure what we were saying was thoughtful. We had to think about everything so that we can actually work through it and find the middle. Because actually, this conflict was being caused by our internal trauma, by our childhood trauma.
Yep.
By him always being late, because, it's, you know, his parents were always late to things. He can never arrive on time. He had no control. And then in secondhand, we realized that my trauma was from being left.
Right.
You know what I mean? Feeling like, who was going to come get me? Who's thinking about me? So, actually, in this situation, we conquered two problems with one stone. We conquered two birds with one stone. But also, we realized that our problem was not even ever with each other. Our problem was so much deeply rooted.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have never talked about that, we wouldn't even have known. It was not even surface level of him not liking it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was deep. It was like 13-year-old DJ
right.
being triggered again because now he's late for something that he didn't want to be late for.
Speaking
to
31-year-old Darius. Exactly.
He had no choice about.
Exactly.
So,
and I was just so used to shutting down in that moment. I'm not saying nothing. But, you know, we just hope that, you know, this provided y'all with some helpful tools and, you know, that you guys can provide to y'all situations and relationships. And, we don't want to wrap y'all up, but this is a very important episode to us. And we just hope that everybody can just really listen and hone in and do some self-reflection and emotional regulation and understand that you need to check yourself before you check your partner, and mm-hmm. your partner to be able to receive what you're going to present, because it's not all about you, it's about your partner too.
This whole conflict series, we first talked about the importance of conflict and how it helps you grow.
Right.
And how you have to have that rift in order to build stronger. How mm-hmm. you have to rip those muscles down in order to build them up. How the only way you're going to change and evolve is with conflict. Because mm-hmm. if not, nothing's going to change. And your relationship should always be changing and evolving. Mm-hmm. Always. And you need conflict to make that happen. So conflict is not there. Do not shy away from conflict. Ever.
Yeah.
We then talked about how you address the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
What you should do to address conflict. Let's say that. But what is using that spiritual mnemonic and really walking through and saying, how do we interpret our situation? How do we paint that picture? How do we come up with a resolution? And how do we get things together and really come up with how what you're going to do to fix that problem? But then you also have to think about
how you're approaching that. Exactly.
You need to think about the thing.
Yeah.
Be kind in what you're saying. Be thoughtful in what you're saying. Be inspirational in what you're saying. Like, make sure the way you're going about it is going to be received appropriately.
Yeah.
All of these things play a very important role. And you can't leave anything out.
Right.
And that's why we use so many acronyms. Because if we did it any other way, you would forget a step.
But it all goes to our saying is marriage is not just work. It's ongoing work.
It's ongoing work.
And it all starts with emotional regulation. It's not all about you. You got to consider your partner feelings as well. So, you know, we hope that this conflict series has definitely helped y'all.
You grow stronger, you grow together. You grow stronger together. That's all we want. And I hope you all enjoyed the series. If you need to, re-listen to it again. The next time
something
comes up for you, listen to whatever resonates. And I hope it sees you through.
And share it with anybody else. Everybody.
It's been great. Peace and love.
Peace.